Well, we're moving on up.
Come on, you know that song. That's right, it's the theme song for The Jeffersons. For 11 years, from 1974 to 1985, the hit show followed the adventures of George and Louise Jefferson after they moved from the hood to the high-rise. But the show actually started as a spin-off of CBS's other monster hit, All in the Family. And the first Jefferson actually introduced on that show was that of Lionel, George and Louise's son. Two actors played Lionel, the late Michael Evans and Damon Evans. I recently caught up with Damon Evans in New York, where he is still moving on up, but in a different way. Hey, Damon.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Great, and thanks for coming to talk to us.
No, the pleasure's mine.
Okay, so you replaced the actor who originated the role. What happened?
Well, first of all, Michael and I are not related. I never met Michael. Lionel was never in every episode. And so when it came time for the show to reach its second season, because it was a mid-season replacement, Mike said, look, either I'm in every episode or I quit. And they said, you're fired.
Why did you want the job?
I wanted to educate America. Lionel was a black man who was working on his master's in business at NYU. He was married. He was getting ready to have a family. America hadn't seen anything like that. You know, coming from a middle-class background myself, I wanted to see that represented. I wanted to see America know what that was about.
You said that it was important to you to have the opportunity to portray African Americans in a light that many people weren't used to seeing them in. Let's play a short clip.
Come on, Mom. Now, what's Pop done this time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, then it can't be too bad. Hey, Jenny, every time Mom can't get her own way, she likes to take it out on poor Pop.
You think he's going out on business tonight? Wrong. He's stepping out on me.
Mom, that's crazy. Now, you ought to know Pop better than that. Now, just because he hasn't been hanging around the house doesn't mean he's going out with another woman. I mean, the man is probably off opening up another store.
Don't argue with your mother.
What was it like on the set?
When I walked on the set, first of all, there was Sherman, who I'd already worked with in theater, with the Urban Arts Corps and Vinette Carroll. So that was already established. There was Roxy Roker, who played Helen Willis, part of the Zebra Couple. We had gone to the same church together.
Zebra Couple? I don't believe you just said that. I think you meant an interracial couple. I think that's what you meant to say.
No, but I've used the term that George used.
Oh, okay.
Within the context of the show. That's what he called it.
Okay.
The Zebra Couple.
I stand corrected.
And I always loved Roxy.
It was a little tough to adjust because kind of the relationships had already been formed.
Yeah, that's right.
How was the work for you as an actor, as a performer, particularly someone who'd worked on Broadway and some pretty serious work?
It was difficult. There were times I was very frustrated, which is eventually, too, why I left. Not to mention the demands that one's personal life and family can have on them. I mean, suddenly, you know, I was no longer little Dickie. That's what they knew me in my family. I was suddenly the TV star, Lionel. And there were all these expectations. And when I see someone like a Daryl Strawberry or even a David Chappelle, who I respect tremendously for walking away from something he could not handle at the time. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, give me an example. I mean, it's were there family members who came out of the woodwork that you didn't know you had?
No,
were there people who had expectations or you wanted you to, what? What do they want you to do? Buy them a house? Buy them a car?
Okay, yes. I mean, really, they want my home. they want my rent-stabilized apartment. There were these things that just didn't make any sense, and it was like, look, stop.
Now, you became known as Lionel Jefferson. Probably a lot of people, that's where a lot of people know. You actually have a whole other life as a performer. You are an opera singer, a stage performer. You've been nominated for a Grammy, a Laurence Olivier Award. Sung with the London Symphony Orchestra. You played Sport and Life in Porgy and Bess, and I think we should play a short clip.
Listen, I'll be going to New York soon. I'll hide you out and take you with me. Why, you and me will make a swell team.
I ain't come to death yet.
Well, the captain gonna find me here for no.
Have you had an opportunity to live that side of your performing life since the Jeffersons? Or were you so, was your identity as a performer so overshadowed by that stint on the Jeffersons that it kind of colored everything, pun intended, that you did subsequently.
I really thought I was going to have a career sort of like Audra McDonald, where I would do everything, that I was going to sing one day, you know, that I wouldn't be labeled. And for some reason, you'd be surprised how many people, when I was doing the Jeffersons, thought I was a comedian. So when I would go in and say, well, I want to do this, and I would try to outline to them what I want to do, they said it's impossible. Most of my singing career really did take place in London, and I did everything there. I did stage, I did opera, I did concerts.
So you had a whole other life a lot of people don't know anything about. Yeah. And you have yet another life, because which is actually what we wanted to talk to you about. We wanted to talk to you about what you're doing right now. You're attending Bronx Community College. Right. You'll graduate in June with an associate's degree in psychology. Early congratulations
on
that. Make sure you pay your term bill, because you will not get that piece of paper. But what drew you back to school after so many years?
Okay, well, first of all, the work wasn't coming in steady. And I am one of these people, I am useless when I am not active. And to be quite honest, I didn't have a direction when I went there. I just sort of just said, well, let me just see where this goes. Started loving it. I mean, started knowing that I could even write. and things started evolving, and I started tutoring. It's really been pretty phenomenal. It really was the verbal autobiography that brought this attention to the fact of what I've done. And I talked to the students about what it meant, about learning to let go of family, about, you know, following your own course in life, and about confronting the fear of change. And I think for me, that was the hardest thing, was that I was so afraid to give up my identity as a performer. And you know, gradually it happened. And of course, this whole new world in life, I was afraid of change.
So what's next for you? I'm told that you would love to get a degree in history. Is that so?
Yeah.
Why history?
Well, first of all, I would like to do graduate work in African American studies. I think that the perfect background for that is history. You know, history is just such a lesson in learning what not to do again.
Damon Evans, it's been a pleasure to speak with you.
I feel so flattered. Thank you so much.
Damon Evans portrayed Lionel Jefferson on the hit sitcom The Jeffersons from 1975 to 1978. He currently attends Bronx Community College and expects to graduate in June. Damon Evans, how about singing us out with the theme song? I know you can sing. Come on. Sing us
We're
out with the theme
song. We're moving on to the east side. To the electric apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.